First of all, don't believe it has to be just because it's been people's experience. When you believe it has to be, you're already striving and in trouble. I'm just saying, it's because your personal body's feeling the personal pain you've been prayed for, and then the questions go a mile a minute. Why wasn't I healed? We already prayed. Todd even prayed for me. Bob prayed for me. Dan prayed for me. I'm still not healed. I have to be doing something wrong. And we make faith a point in time or a hit, miss, win, or lose instead of a position of your heart to receive what he accomplished. And faith works through love, and we're to be rooted and grounded in love. And all of a sudden we identify ourselves through what hasn't changed, and love gets subverted. We get veiled and don't even have intimacy. Now we're just people driven with a problem using the Bible as a principle to get help instead of a relationship. That's love. So sometimes we just take what we're going through very personal, and we need to take what he went through very personal so that that truth takes us through this experience. Does that make sense? Don't believe it has to be harder to receive your own healing. It's not hard for me at all, and I'm not being arrogant, and I'm running a risk talking like this right now. I don't know what pain is anymore. I don't even honestly experience stuff. I have a real revelation in my heart of what the gospel paid for. I'm not afraid. I'm not vulnerable. I don't listen to news. I don't think I'm sickness waiting to happen. Flu season, I'm not on that list, so I don't need the shot. I'm not being arrogant. I'm not in position for it. I'm in Christ and he's in me. That's not arrogant. I don't usually talk this way, but now I am, so I'm in trouble. But the bottom line is this. I think we fear things. I think natural knowledge eats our lunch. I think our experience becomes our reality and our truth. And sometimes we're trying to run all that through the eye of the needle of God instead of taking who God is and coming at this. So I just think we get it backwards. Like, we let our circumstance define God instead of God define our circumstance. Sometimes we let time define truth instead of truth decide time. Do you follow me? See, we're expecting sometimes for bad things. Sometimes we think we're not getting any younger, you know. I would love the church to forget that ever thought was ever in your mind. Because what does the age 50 look like in the kingdom? I know what it looks like on the earth. But what's it look like in the kingdom?
Looks like Dan.
Stop. What I see, but no, it's tough to talk about this, and here's why. Let me bare my heart a minute. I'm going to cry here. It's hard to talk about this because we are so quick to compare ourselves among ourselves, get condemned by what I'm saying, feel judged by what I'm saying, or think you're not something I am, or I'm boasting in me. And it gets really touchy because of the way we think. And if you'd really know my heart and where it's crying from and could really hear what I'm saying, it would be helpful. Because sometimes we identify through all these things we've experienced and been taught all through life. And the biggest thing we can do is identify through Christ. And if I can't see it in the life of Jesus, I don't want it even in my thoughts. So I have no grid for the way that I actually see lots and lots of Christians think. I have no grid for it. So it makes it hard for me to relate because I can't relate. But then I have to be careful not to be proud or seem presumptuous or act better than them and not condemn people. But at the same time, there's a truth I live and I can hardly talk about it. You following me? So we just need to be in a position to have ears to hear. And Jesus said, be careful how you hear. I mean, you talk about faith and a lot of the church gets ruffled and say, don't tell me I don't have faith. We're not saying that. Jesus said to his own disciples, the reason the man wasn't healed is because of your little faith. Jesus said that to his own disciples. Thank God they didn't get offended and puff up like barnyard bannies and get mad at the gospel. All he was saying is, you're not seeing what I'm seeing, but when you do, you'll do what I'm doing. So keep looking close. Instead, we go, don't tell me I didn't have faith. I prayed and prayed and prayed. And praying isn't faith. The mountain moving is faith. We're speaking at a lot of mountains, but the mountain moving is faith, not speaking at it. Come on, we shout at a lot of things because we're afraid, we're frustrated, and we're in despair, not because we have a revelation. Sometimes we pray just because we've been taught we should and we know our covenant rights. Doesn't mean we know Jesus that close and have a revelation. Doesn't mean there's authority in our words. Come on, I prayed all the right stuff over a phone one time and Holy Spirit said, can I minister now? And I sounded like a prayer warrior on the phone. The lady called and said, I thought I'd call you and pray because I know you would pray for me. I said, you better believe it. And when I was all done, heaven's gone, whatever. And the sickness is gone, whatever. And the Holy Spirit, because he loves me, said, hey, Dan, can I minister now? He showed me. I just leaped out in knowledge and zeal. and just prayed the principles of the Bible that I read and preach and just attacked it as if it's what I'm saying and doing right that helps her. It's God's love for her that heals her. It's the finished work of Christ. It's not even your prayer. You can't even mess up your prayer. It's not even your prayer. It's what you believe. What you believe, not what you pray. You following me? Yep. So there's a lot we have to grow and learn in this. And here's the evidence. Here's the evidence that should keep us real humble to grow in this thing called healing. Jesus said, don't fear and don't worry. And the first two things we do is fear, worry, and then we pray. And that ought to convict us that we have somewhere to grow. Because if Jesus said, don't fear and don't worry, and we're still fearing and worrying, then there's something we're still not grown into. Because Jesus said, don't fear and worry. It must be possible, and it must be foundational. Come on. You get the phone call from the doctor and the test results. What? I what? Okay. Oh, okay. All right. No, I'm okay. And you lose it, and after you lose it and call two friends and keep losing it, then we resort to prayer, but you're already crushed. Come on. We get a symptom, go on the web medic, get more freaked out, click again and get more freaked out, and then we call a friend and say, can you pray with me? And you're already undone. As soon as you get the symptom, you ought to be thanking Jesus you're in covenant. Thanking God you're not afraid. Thanking God that nothing has dominion over you but the blood of Christ and the mercy of God. And you're seated in a great place. God, I'm so glad you love me. You see a news article on cancer and you ingested that preservative for 20 years in your body without knowing it. You shouldn't be in a prayer line on Sunday saying, pray for me just in case. What you're saying is I'm in position for cancer and I'm not in covenant. No, you ought to look at that news article and rejoice and worship God and say, thank you for the blood of Christ. If I didn't have you, I'd die. That's awesome. A lot of the times we pray, it's because we're afraid, not because we believe. You really hear me hard on this and weigh your hearts. A lot of the times we pray, it's because we're afraid. And it's not because we believe. Our prayers would change if we believe. Things would be different. There's some things you don't even have to pray about. The only reason we pray is because we're worried. When you're not worried, you don't pray. You don't have to pray and pray and pray every day for your child when you really see their destiny. God, thank you. No matter what they're seeing right now, I see the truth. Just like you saw my life when I was lost, I see theirs. And thank you. They're running to your arms. This will not destroy them. They're going to know you like never before. And then you go have a great day. You don't have to intercede all day and cry because your son or your daughter took a wrong turn. You catch a faith vision. You proclaim life and you speak over them and thank God for the investment. And you don't lose your identity. But we call it intercession, praying every day. Why? Because we're watching our child. We don't see change. We've prayed everything possible and it's still the same. And now we're scrambling, grabbing for straws and we're still praying. And we call it intercession. It's not intercession. And it's costing you.